Una mujer desaparece en la Ciudad de México. Una investigación rutinaria comienza y la única pista arroja a los agentes a las puertas de la miseria, mientras la muerte los observa.
Solo recuerdo que era mucha sangre.
Soy Damián Alcázar y juntos resolveremos un caso más de Fausto. Solo en Spotify.
Come back to bed. Try to sleep.
I've been trying for hours. I'm gonna go down for a little bit. Don't worry about me. Get some sleep.
You sure?
Hi, Barbara. I can't sleep. I tried all night. I just can't. I've been feeling really weird ever since Lourdes came to take the photos. I don't think I feel weird about selling it. It's just something else. I have this feeling that she's lying to me. Diego is sick of me, and I don't know what to do. If he would only listen to the cassettes, he would understand, but he just doesn't want to. I'm getting sick of myself. It's like I can't think of anything else. I can't even sleep. And I'm really tired, so. I know I should go back to bed and try to get some sleep, but my dad has this insane newspaper collection. And I don't know why, but I need to know why he kept them. Maybe there's something about Daniela in them.
I don't know which tribe this is. I'd have to guess 28 or so. I can hear her so clearly. And it's her. But her voice is on a different frequency. It's too high-pitched to hear. I'll get it on tape. I have to, otherwise no one will believe me. They already think I'm crazy.
You're not crazy, Dad. I believe you. I hear it too. I guess we could both be crazy. Dad? Barbara, this is a brand new recording. I just heard a message on the tape, and the message was for... I can only assume it was for my father. It had to be Daniela talking on the recording, but then I played it again, and instead of hearing her, I heard him. So I think the only thing that this might be proving is that Diego is right, and I am definitely going crazy. I'm going crazy. And maybe it's not me. Maybe she said something about a neighbor. And the neighbor Lourdes. Of course. She was his neighbor. Oh my gosh, she's always been so weird. I knew it. But what does she know? She says she didn't know anything about Daniela. Was she lying? She's always giving off a weird vibe. First day I met her, she was waiting for me with this dumb box, insisting I take it, saying my dad wanted me to have it. Now, I'm not even sure that part is true. She knows more than she's letting on. Yeah. Okay, let me see. I don't get any of this. There has to be some clue in here, some information I can find, I can use. Why? He kept all of these old newspapers. He had to be looking for something in the newspapers. I don't know. What, like 1992? Okay, 1992 is the year I was born. The paper from the year my parents separated. Yes, same year. That year is the day Daniela died. That's 2002? Nothing. Oh my God, there's nothing here. Nothing, damn it.
Anna.
Oh, Jesus, you scared the hell out of me. Diego, what are you doing here?
You were making a lot of noise. Look at this mess.
No, don't step on that. Stay there. Don't step on anything.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
I just found out. It's Lourdes.
What about Lourdes?
On the recording, Daniela said that Lourdes knows something, but she isn't telling. And when I told her I was going to sell the house...
Anna, calm down.
No, don't tell me to calm down.
You're going a mile a minute.
It's just that everything is just making sense now. Why she insisted on giving me the box? Why she didn't want me to sell the house? And then why later she came in to take the photos of the house?
Stop.
It just makes sense. You don't believe me? Is that it? You don't believe me?
I've tried to be patient with you, but I'm really getting worried about you.
Why are you worrying now? I'm just getting to the bottom of this.
Anna, listen to yourself. You're not making any sense. None of this is real. The noises, the voice. I can hear them. Any of it. Not the voice, not the footsteps. You're making it all up. It's all in your head.
No. If you just listen to the tapes, Diego, you'd see I'm not...
What are you doing? You're driving yourself crazy. Come on. Can you see that you are going to lose your mind in these endless papers and cassettes, voices talking to you, noises that I don't even know?
No.
Stop, Anna.
No,
stop.
No, just let go of me, Diego. Leave. I want you to leave. I hate you.
You are fucking crazy.
I knew your mom was overwhelmed with you two, and I know she felt all alone. She asked me for help, and more than once. We used to fight so much about it. Her demanding that I help her. It's when we met the neighbor, things actually started getting better.
What? She told me that she just met my dad recently. She lied to me.
Lourdes. Her and I got very close. We had a relationship. We moved in together.
Wait, what? No. Lourdes? Are you kidding me? How could you that?
Teresa. She was always acting strange. She was staying in more, locking herself up. So strange. When anyone mentioned Daniela, every time I brought it up to your mom, she would avoid me and then get mad. It didn't matter how tenderly Daniela died. I always suspected that your mom was involved. All the signs pointed that way. But I didn't know yet what had happened.
But it was my daughter, your sister, and I had to know what happened. I couldn't deny she existed. I couldn't do it. I couldn't go on living like that.
And that's when we had our fight. And then I got arrested. When I got out of jail, I was alone. I was all alone. Your mom made it very clear that if I got close to you, she'd hurt you. Everyone thought I was crazy. That I was violent. Everyone but Lourdes. I wasn't there for you two. Now I know how wrong I was.
How could you, Dad? Okay, well, I'm glad I recorded all of this. You see, Barbara? You see? I'm not crazy. Lourdes has been lying to me. She said she had only met my dad, but they had been lovers. What I don't understand is why would she lie to me? Maybe because she had something to do with my sister's death? Or even my dad's? Okay, it could be too much of a coincidence that she is the one who found him, right? Of anything. She's a liar. She's been lying to me. And although I don't know how, maybe she's the one who's been leaving the tapes all around the house. Yes, she's been doing that. I gotta find out. Guilty of what? Just tell me.
She is guilty.
Where are you? Tell me where to go. What? What do you want? Just tell me.
Ah!
Una mujer desaparece en la Ciudad de México. Una investigación rutinaria comienza y la única pista arroja a los agentes a las puertas de la miseria, mientras la muerte los observa.
Solo recuerdo que era mucha sangre.
Soy Damián Alcázar y juntos resolveremos un caso más de Fausto. Solo en Spotify.